proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into part two of this lesson entitled, Guidance for the Journey. Every good Boy Scout or Girl Scout knows that when using a compass to find our way, we must first orientate ourselves to the north. In the Middle East, however, the direction of orientation was east, not north. The knowledge is crucial for this understanding of Scripture. Often, we need spiritual guidance as well as we navigate the path of life. The Lord promises His guidance as we seek Him. We read in Genesis 13, verses 14 and 15, And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Let's now take a look at a few compass points in Scripture. The importance of the east as the main point of orientation is probably related to the direction of the rising sun. The Garden of Eden was located in the east. After Adam and Eve's sin and consequential ejection from Eden, God protected Eden so that they could not enter again and eat of the tree of life in their fallen state. Genesis 3 verse 24 says that God drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. We can assume from this verse that the entrance to Eden also faced the east. After murdering his brother, Cain moved east of Eden, and Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Now the phrase east of Eden means alienation from God. In Genesis 11, we have the building of a Tower of Babel on the plain of Shinar. Genesis 12 verse 2 says, And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Since they journeyed from the east, we know the builders of Babel were moving westward. The Tower of Babel is often prophetically linked with Babylon. Thus, we can assume the early inhabitants of the earth lived in the area of Mesopotamia. Somewhere in that general area would be where Eden was located. From Israel, the east was the place where destructive winds originated. To the ancient prophets, the east was a symbol of the Babylonian exile. As already mentioned, from Israel, the west was the location of the sea, which sometimes prophetically represented evil and death. Daniel chapter 7 verses 2 and 3, for example. The west was also the place of darkness, since obviously the sun sets in the west. However, if we view the west from the total world picture, we must remember that Abraham left the east and traveled west to Canaan in obedience to God. Israel is always the place of blessing. The north is the place of God's celestial dwelling. Isaiah 14 verse 13 mentions that. However, the enemies of Israel also come from the north. Since the south of Israel was the Negev, a desert without life, it could be thought of as a place with no blessing. However, almost every person that God used in a great way was first sent to the school of the desert, as it was often used by God to create character within His servants. So how do you find your way then? We have been discussing the cardinal directions and their importance in the Scripture. But even if we know our directions, north, south, east, and west, we can still get lost, that's for sure. But the best way to get to the right place is not with our GPS, which sometimes gets us to the wrong place, I've had that experience myself, but is to travel with someone who has been there before and knows the way. So, in these trying days, it is often difficult to know the correct path of life. The best way to know this is by relying on the Lord. His promises, according to His word, lead us like a shepherd, if we follow Him like a sheep. Now, I want to thank you for tuning in today as we've been discussing guidance for the journey. If you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. Also, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says, Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.